night, 10:48 p.m. in the East, streaming live on pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
Hey, can someone let me know if we're still on the stream? I'm doing good.
Do you want them to just email people that have downloaded the podcast now?
Yeah, like in the
chat
room.
I have no idea what the stream is, and you're just going to get a flood of emails now from people saying, like, I'm listening to it on a Tuesday, and no, you're not on the stream.
You know, that's fine. I mean, I'll take that, but there's a problem.
There's a problem.
It's either my problem, or it's a Mac problem, or it's an audio hijack problem.
Okay.
Because when there are multiple windows for audio hijack, I can only find the most recent one that I opened. And when I right click, it doesn't show me multiple instances, and I can't. So I did two windows because I have one streaming and one recording.
Yes.
And I cannot find the other one.
Why are you recording?
Because of my robotic shit with my mixer, and you know, in case it goes to hell.
First thing I would have done after that. Hi, everyone. I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking, Adam. The on your show, on your solo show, that it happens 5 days a week, The Geeky Gay,
and you listen.
You were talking about your new mixer had sabotaged your audio file. You recorded for 14 minutes or so. And then when you pulled the files over to your computer, they were unusable. They were highly distorted.
I even played a sample.
Yeah, you did. And the very first thing I thought in my brain was, well, yeah, you updated your firmware to a beta firmware. No point during your show did you mention that part of it. So now you've probably got Archer worried to death.
That was irrelevant, Daniel.
His is going to break.
I think he also downloaded the beta software, if I remember correctly.
Is so there not a way to undo that?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there is. But the thing is, I'm not sure that that's the problem, because I Googled robotic voice Rodecaster Pro, and other people have had that issue in 2019 and 2020 prior to this beta software.
Okay.
So I don't. And then they said I rebooted it, and then it seemed to be okay.
Okay.
But, and then somebody was going on and on in the forums about how, well, I do a professional podcast. I can't.
Well, then don't have the beta firmware.
But anyway, well, I'm saying those people didn't, because this was before the beta firmware even came out, but it's fine.
It's fine.
I'm just recording. I'm just have a backup recording because I'm a professional.
You are. You know, it's a good thing, Adam, that I have backup recordings, because this past week you were very late getting me your audio files. I kind of record you on your own track, and I thought about it. I was like, I could just pull that.
Or you could have just texted
I did text
me.
You. I texted you this, Saturday night?
And I sent it when you texted me.
Monday. You sent it Monday morning. I was trying to edit Sunday, and I sent you a text then.
As soon as I got the text message, I ran up to the computer.
No.
And did it.
No. No.
Well, anyway, you know, occasionally I forget things.
That is a common theme, I guess, as we get older.
It is a Friday night, everyone.
It is Friday,
June 18th.
Juneteenth for me. I had today off because today was a recognized holiday, Juneteenth, of my company. I don't think I celebrated it today. I believe I observed it. I don't think you celebrate Juneteenth. You observe it. Which really, when you get right down to it, Juneteenth is an obscene holiday. Because it's so sad that what it says about our, you know, our culture, and it is something to, you know, be commemorated and to feel ashamed of. If you're not a black person, you should just be ashamed of Juneteenth. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, that's where we're at. How you doing, Adam?
I'm okay.
I'm trying to bring the schedule up here. You know, we have a thing that's going on. I want to ask you this. Let's just, you know, we don't hide things from the audience. We we're doing a fundraiser for our good buddy Sater.
I do. I don't know about you. I hide things all the time.
And we were selling them for a dollar an entry. And when we started recording just a little while ago, we had figured out that we had 500 tickets sold. But since we mentioned that, we have now sold another 150 tickets. So do we want to put off the drawing until a little later in the show, just in case anyone else listening to us right now?
You can move it down.
Anyone else listening to us right now on the stream or... you know, in the chat room, wherever you're listening to us right now, if you want to get in on this.
I would like to personally thank Kathy Marshall.
Yes.
For the $1 million that she just donated.
Completely unnecessary.
It's over the top, Kathy. RT Cruiser. Mm-hmm.
Chipped in like $500,000.
I mean, he did 500,000, but you well, know, that it's, is it's Australia. Million. It's Australia, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's like, you know, $6 or $12. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's anyway. So you guys are so way over the top. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Keep it coming. Okay. We want Scott to be a billionaire by the end of the call.
So I guess this puts me up here, Adam. Now, if you'll remember the last show, I was gushing about my brand new truck, the truck of the no name.
Yeah.
And I was very, very excited about going to the RV show the following day. In fact, we cut our post show shorter than we normally would so that I could go to bed because I was getting up in the morning to go to the RV show. I was very excited about it. Do you recall this, Adam? Do you recall this happening last week? That I was very excited about going to the RV show. And at the time, there was one thing I wanted to see at this show. I wanted to see a teardrop camper that we had been looking at. It is called a Bushwhacker. It's called a Braxton Creek Bushwhacker is the name, that's the manufacturer and the model name. Solo. It's called the...
Oh, well, you shouldn't get that one if it's called Solo.
No, I'm sorry. It's called the... It doesn't matter. It's the Braxton Creek...
It should be at least the Duo.
Braxton Creek Bushwhacker. Bushwhacker OG, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It is a teardrop trailer. It has a rear kitchen and it has, you know, the air conditioned inside stuff. We talked about it, I think, a little bit last week. So we get to the RV show and we go in, and the last time that we went to an RV show, was it the big one in the winter at the same place in the Tampa, you know, in the Florida State Fairgrounds? And it took up all the fairgrounds. Like it took up like acres and acres, hundreds of acres of RVs from everywhere in this huge show that happens in January.
I need to interrupt you. Well, we were buying a hot tub. When we were thinking about buying a hot tub, we're still thinking, but when we were really, you know, having conversations, there was always this ad that would come on the radio. And they, for some reason, we have these hot tub shows at the fairgrounds every year.
Yes.
And this commercial, they always say, come on down to Benton County Fairgrounds, Benton County Fairgrounds. Anyway, that's it. It wasn't that important for me to say.
Are you done? Am I allowed to continue with my story?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So we were expecting a similar show. We were expecting a very large show down at the fairgrounds. That was what we were very excited about. When we got there, however, this is as their summer show, and it is way less attended. There was 4, maybe 5 RV dealers there. Now, these are some of the biggest RV dealers in the country. Lazy Days, General. So we were looking around at some teardrops, and we found one that we really, really liked. It was a completely different brand. It was called Intech. It was really super cool. It had a slide-out kitchen. So on the outside, you could pull the, you know, a drawer that came out sideways, and it had your cooker and your refrigerator on it and stuff. It was very cool. It was just really solid, and it was just a great machine. It had a lot of space inside of it. We really liked that a lot, but it was $21,000. And the one that we were looking at was $13,000. That was our money. We were like, you know what? We're going to spend $13,000. This is what we're going to get. And the only thing that holding me back from getting that was I wanted to lay down in it. I wanted to actually see it in person, get down in it, and, you know, see how you kick the tires, as they say. So we walked around the show, looked at a few things, and then we found it outside. We found the teardrop outside. I laid down in it. I fit fine in it. I had plenty of room. I liked it a lot. It was a little bit cheap, a little bit on the cheap side. But as I said before, this is our starter camper. So this is our very first one. So, you know, nothing that I couldn't work with.
It's the easy bake of campers.
Yeah.
The easy bake oven, yeah. You know.
And the rear kitchen had some problems with the way it was laid out. And I'm like, you know what? This is all just woodwork that's screwed in there and stuff. It's like, I could probably just take everything out and start from scratch on the kitchen. Like, I could put in an actual better refrigerator and stuff. So I was like, okay, well, I can see just looking at this, I can use it the way it is, but I would want to spend probably $1,000 or $2,000 upgrading things on it after we got it. But we could certainly use it the way it was. It was certainly a solid choice. So we were talking to this salesman. And he was like, yeah, it's the, you know, we have several of them and this is the show price. He's like, you know, this is the show price today is $12,500 and it's a great deal, you know, but blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm like, okay, is this the only teardrop that you carry? Is this one the only one you carry, like this brand and this model? And he's like, well, you know, we have a used one back over at our lot. It's not here today. It's over at our lot. And it's the same price. It's $12,500. It's a different model. It's a different manufacturer. And, you know, it's used. And I was just like, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll go swing by. You know, your dealership is very close to our house. I'll swing over to your lot later today and look at it and see what we like. Definitely, I'm interested in one of the two. And so, you know,
you just wanted to look at a couple of different models. Was it better? Was it supposedly like a better one, but because it was used, it was the same price?
So as a general rule, when you buy used RVs, other people have already made upgrades to them, right?
Oh, I see.
So, and plus, new RVs, when they come off of the assembly line, have never gone down the road, have never like shimmied around on the road and like they may develop weird leaks. It's like, you're going to have maintenance issues on a new RV. That's just part of life, right? You're going to expect that there's a little, because it's a moving house that you just drove off the lot for the very first time. And unlike a car, it's going to probably have some kind of issues, not major, but some kind of issues. Used RVs kind of have those kinks worked out of them. I believe that I've quoted Kathy Marshall from our chat room from a long time ago when we were talking about something very similar to this, where it was like, yeah, the used RVs are the ones that have been beta tested. It's like they've had some of the bugs worked out of them. So I was interested in this, and also because we were wanting to compare some teardrops before we bought. So we ended up leaving the show. We went and had lunch, and then on the way home we swung by the lot, the RV1 lot. That's the name of the company, RV1. And we went and we saw the used trailer that was there, and we liked it a lot. It had more room, it had you know, more headroom in it. It had a much nicer kitchen in the back, and it had a ceiling mounted air conditioner instead of a wall mounted air conditioner, which I really liked a lot, because if I was to put a projector in there, I could have the screen without, because if you put the screen in front of the air conditioner, it's going to blow around, right? So I was like, oh, I actually like this one a lot better. If it's the same price, then yeah, I'm more interested in, it was only a year old, it was a 2020. So it's like, I'm more interested in this one than the one that we saw at the show. So I texted the sales guy and I'm like, yeah, we're looking at it now. I absolutely do like this one. It's like, what do we need to do next? He's like, well, you know, almost everybody's here at the show. So can you come by like Monday and we can talk numbers and whatnot? And I said, sure, absolutely. We'll come by Monday and talk numbers. But it had to be Monday before 5, because he only worked until 5. And so, but Zach wanted to go, and Zach doesn't get off work till 5. So, you know, I said, well, what days are you there later than 5? He says Wednesday. So we were supposed to go Wednesday at 5 o'clock to basically purchase the trailer, right?
I When I'm gonna, I don't know if you get this way. You probably don't. This is just me. When I want to buy something,
yes,
I get this irrational fear that someone else is going to swoop in and buy that thing. I want to buy it. Like when I see something that I like, I want, I like waiting till Wednesday. That would have killed me. I would have thought, oh, they're going to sell it on Monday. I'm not going to get it. I'll never find the trailer that I want ever again. Mm-hmm. This is the best trailer in the world.
So, I ask questions. Right. So, yeah. But, this was how it was going to work out. Is that we were going to see it on Wednesday, talk numbers. And I was like, okay, there's things that I need to know. Like, it's like, what size is the hitch that I would need to eventually buy for my truck? Like, so that I can start doing on that. And I was going to go ahead and got pre-approved for financing through my credit union. And they require insurance. So I went ahead and got insurance quotes on it. So I got insurance quotes on it. I got, I was approved for all I had to do on Wednesday was basically say, hey, can you beat 5% interest? If you can, then let's talk numbers. Otherwise, I've got financing. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm ready to buy this thing. So, we're all excited. And, the other reason we wanted to see it plugged in and working was because we wanted to see how loud the air conditioner was and just kind of, we didn't want to buy it and then find out that the air conditioner was like, some kind of crazy noise that would keep us up all night long. And so we asked, just like, can it be plugged in? Like, can we see it fully plugged in just to give it a final once over kind of a thing? And they're like, oh, yeah, we can bring it up and we can do this. So I was all set. I was very excited. I was very, very excited. We were going to get our camper on Wednesday. And I went down there at 5:00.
And you were supposed to be recording that during Elvis, apparently.
No, I was going to record that during Elvis at 6:00. But we were supposed to go down there at 5:00 to see the stuff, right? Anyway, so I get a text at about 4:00. I get a text from the sales guy on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
What?
No, go ahead.
What are you saying? Oh, no, about?
It's my pessimism. See, I told you, the moment I got a text and it was like, I'm like, oh, it's from the, oh no, they sold it.
No, they didn't sell
it. I'm gone.
They didn't sell it. So I got this text from, I'm bringing it up now so that I can, so he says, he insists on calling me brother. Hey, brother. Right. So that's how the text starts. Here we go. This was sent at 4:15. Now remember, we're supposed to be down there at 5:00. Hey, brother, I have the unit plugged in and ready to go. That sale price of $12,500 was just for the show. My manager just gave me the speech about it. The price of the Geo Pro now is $14,900. Oh. Wanted to let you know before you make the trip here to the dealership. Let me know if I can help in any way.
Well, apparently he can't.
So,
can you give me that previous price?
So I'm like... So my reply to him was, so what you're saying is that a trailer that was not at the show had a show price. And he said, we discounted all of our units, new and pre-owned, during the show so we could sell more volume.
Okay.
So at no point in time did he ever say that we needed to buy it that weekend, right? So this is like super fucking shady, right? I'm just like, no, it's no fucking way. This was a done deal. I was ready to give you money, right? It's like, I had everything in line. I was ready to give you money for this thing. So I was just like, you know what? This feels shady as hell. And we're just going to take a hard pass. So, and his reply to that, which should give you some indication that he knew that he was being all dickish or whatever. He's like I said, I just wanted to let you know before you made the trip. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Ugh.
So now I'm bummed. I'm super bummed because...
See, Daniel, that just goes to show you that I guess my little, what do you call it? Like my craziness mm-hmm. sometimes is right. Mm-hmm. Like when I see a thing I want, I'm like, I got to buy this now. I got to get it now. It's going to be sold or it's going to go up or, some weird thing is going to happen. Anyway.
So I'm all sad and I was just like, I was... disappointed. And I was also just really, when people act like dicks, it just irks me. And so I was like, this was just the biggest, dickest, stupid move ever. Because I'm sitting there going through my head going, he could have at any point said, oh, but we still have the Braxton. Like we still have, you know, we also have the Braxton available, right? He didn't like, it was just, he.
But that also would have gone up in price, right?
I mean,
he said all of their things were.
So then I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I'm just angry about the whole thing. Of course, I missed recording with Scott because I was angry and I was, we went out to eat or something, or I went to go pick up salads at Zaxby's or something and we watched TV and I was just in a foul mood and I just completely forgot that I was supposed to record with Scott.
That would have been a Whataburger evening for me.
Yeah. So I was bummed. I was super bummed. So
I'm sorry. I know you were excited about that. You'll find another one.
Well, you know what, Adam? So I would just like to say RV1 in Dover, Florida. Don't ever deal with them. They're shady fuckers. It was like that old car dealership, right? I just had such a great experience at the car dealership. And now I'm like, this is what I would expect from a car dealership. You know, this is one of those things that you hear about all the time. It's like, oh yeah. And then they brought it out of the, you know, after they took my trade in and took my keys away, they came around and jacked the price up by $6,000. And of course I couldn't drive away because I didn't have my car. And, you know, some big burly guy like strapped me in the finance office or whatever, you know, all those horror stories that you hear about car dealerships. And that's like, clearly you guys just all went to the RV market. So turns out that I have she's not even related, but she's related to my sister-in-law. So my sister-in-law's niece works at an RV center. She works, she's a salesperson at General RV. So I started looking, so I called her and said, you know, when can we come down? So she said today, Friday, which we had off. So I'm like, oh, cool. We'll come down Friday. We set a time, 2:00 today. We went down there. And in the meantime, Zach and I had really sat down and focused on what it was that we really wanted. Because did we really want a teardrop camper? Because we were looking at them and we also looked at some campers that were not teardrop campers. And there's not a whole lot of price difference between the two. When you're talking about some of these teardrop campers going up into the $20,000 range, you can buy a used regular camper for $20,000 or less. So we decided that, you know what? What we really are interested in is getting a camper that's not going to depreciate much over the next couple of years, because one way or the other, it's going to get traded back in. Either we're going to really like camping and discover what the things are that we're missing and the features that we really would like to have. And so we'll trade it in and get a new camper that has those features that we don't even know what those features are at this point. Or we're going to hate the whole thing and we just want to sell it and get out of the, you know, get out of the game. So we went there today. There were three campers that we were looking at, used, and we ended up, let's share my screen here with you, Adam. So we ended up buying a,
oh, you bought a camper today.
We ended up buying a, oh shit, it's not on this page.
Not to put salt on the wound,
mm-hmm.
but somehow today you were both able to buy an RV and record That Darn Elvis and record Mix Minus.
I know.
And yet on Wednesday,
I know.
Couldn't. You didn't even buy one, but couldn't be bothered to
record. It was just very sad.
That Darn Elvis.
It was very sad. We ended up buying a Keystone Springdale, Adam. A Keystone Springdale RV. It's a 20-foot RV that has, are you seeing the
so I there see you go some
there's the 20 foot, this is the back side
that
of
is much bigger than it
yeah it is much bigger than That's a teardrop
much bigger than a teardrop
it's much bigger than a teardrop let's see it has a full refrigerator freezer. This is the refrigerator freezer that it has there, which is also, I talked about this on That Darn Elvis, so you can hear some of this on Devers. This is the bedroom with the queen size bed here. And then it has a separate shower and toilet and sink in the bathroom. And it has a little kitchen area over here, and it has a lovely dinette, U-shaped dinette here. And then it has panoramic windows near the, in that dining area there. So you can look out your windows there. Of course, the big air conditioner up here, microwave here, has a stove down here, has propane heat, has air conditioning, has all the, you know, all the great things there. So that is what we ended up buying today. So we ended up buying a Springdale RV.
All right. So where are you going to keep that?
Well, yeah, we're figuring that part out. So,
because that, so you've been, look, I do not need an RV, nor am I going to buy one. But after you started talking about them, I started Googling things and I was like, oh, that looks really cool. I would, man, we could, you know, drive to, we could drive to South Dakota and not see Kathy Bacon again. And we'd have a nice little, you know, thing. And I'm like, oh, where would I keep that? Like, I just have a driveway and it's on a hill. Plus, I have a HOA. They probably say no parking your campers outside. So I don't know that. So are you going to have to, will you have to rent a place to store your RV?
No, we have a couple of different options. My nephew lives about 20 minutes from us and he has quite a bit of land behind his house, you know, when he bought the land and then had a house built there. So he has already offered that we can park it at his place for free. So we can keep it at his, basically in his backyard, which is a huge backyard, but we could keep it in his backyard and then go pick it up when we need it. And, you know, he doesn't have to be there or anything. We just go pick it up and take it. That is one of the options. We also have an RV storage place, like an RV boat storage place, like right near our house, like within a mile of our house. And I
need you to pay monthly.
You do, but it might be worth it to pay for a month or two for like the first month to pay for it so that I can, because that first month you're going to be taking things into the RV, right? You're going to be bringing in electronics or bringing in towels or, you know, you're going to bring in a shampooer to clean stuff.
Stocking
and,
it.
Yeah. You're going to be stocking it up and everything like that. So.
Well, congratulations. I look forward to the first podcast from the RV.
You know, that may very well
be. No, wait, now that is not called an RV, is it? A trailer.
You know, it is so confusing because these names all end up being interchangeable at some point in time.
Well, I don't want to get it wrong because we have Auntie Scott in the chat room.
It is a travel trailer. Okay. It is a camper.
We have Auntie Scott in the room and anytime I say boat, when I go on a cruise.
Yeah, those are ships.
I feel like I'm going to get shot.
Yeah, those are ships.
And so I just want to make sure I get RV versus trailer versus camper versus whatever, you know, correct. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's one of those things that there probably is. Okay, so Auntie Scott, I'm going to cede to his authority here since he owned RVs for a very long time. All of them are RVs. So all of them are recreational vehicles. That is the overlying, you know, the granddaddy umbrella that they're all under. So everything is an RV, a class A, class B, class C, travel trailer, pop-up, fifth wheel. All of those are RVs. Also, I believe sometimes the community itself refers to them as rigs. Like, hey, what's your rig? What can, you know, like, can I see your rig? That kind of, so, and that can be used interchangeably for motorized as well as non-motorized. And then travel, and then I think I just named all of the specifics, right? Class A, class B, class C, travel trailer, fifth wheel, pop-up, teardrop. Although I feel like pop-ups and teardrops are just subclasses of travel trailer. So anyway, that is it, Adam. I'm very excited. I have now we don't get it now. I signed a lot of paper and I gave them a lot of money, but I don't actually get it. I have to go back next Friday for a orientation, basically. So they have to teach us all the things about it and
how to drive with it connected.
More than just that, like how do you fill the tanks and where are the tanks and how
do they
do
have
you
an obstacle course that you have to pass they'll let you drive it off the lot?
How do you dump the tanks? How do you hook it up to power? How do you turn on the propane? How do you use the switch from shore power to generator, whatever, all those things they're going to be covering, as well as how do you hook it up to your vehicle? How do you tow it? You know, and all the gizmos inside of the truck that I have that help with that. And a benefit, one of the upgrades that was done to this particular travel trailer that I don't have to pay for is it's already wired for a rear backup camera. So. Huh?
Very nice. Well,
so I'm
congrats.
Very excited. So I am getting me a camper. I think the first trip that we're going to take will probably be July 9th. Maybe sooner. We might take it just someplace really close, like maybe just camp in my nephew's backyard.
Now, is Zach excited?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's excited. But yeah, we're going to take it, you know, try to just camp somewhere just overnight just to see, you know, if we can level it, if we can get it set up and everything. Because you don't want to show up at the campground and not be able to like back it into the spot and not know how to hook it up and all that stuff. So I want to do that without...
I would need to hire a driver.
I want to do that without people. Although I'm told, and I'm sure that this is true because I've been to our campground numerous times, everyone there is very helpful. I mean, and so it's not a matter... I mean, if I was having trouble, I'm sure I could find someone around. There's, yeah, that's a flangemadoodly and you need to hook that into here.
I feel like I would want one of the ones that was not a trailer, but had the motor and everything in it. So I'm just driving one thing because I feel like the trailer part, like backing up and having the trailer go the opposite direction of the way I'm turning the, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could learn, but that's a part. But I know, you know, you can have a lot more issues, I'm sure, if you get the ones that have the motor in them.
Well, yeah.
Then they're an actual vehicle, and then, you know.
Yeah, and I know nothing about engines, so I would be very nervous. And the other thing is if you, with a trailer, you park your trailer in the campground, and then you unhook your tow vehicle, and then you can drive somewhere. If you wanted to drive to Walmart, whatever, you don't have to take a big Class A rig to Walmart to go and do something.
Although, did you know Walmart will let you park in their lot for free?
I did. Yeah. I did know that.
So there's no real segue into this, Daniel. So I'm just going to, you know, and this is a short one, but I just like to talk about my neuroses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do a lot of podcasts.
You do. I think the count last when I did the count in my head, you probably do like 16 or 17 different podcasts.
All right. So I get a text message from Joe Batance the other day.
Yes. Hey, do you want to do another podcast?
For whatever reason, I've always been a little bit, look, I've always had this, you know what? Am I a sucky podcaster? Because I've never had a podcast that really took off or got sponsors. I mean, I've been podcasting for 15 years. I'm one of the uncles of podcasting. I don't want to say grandfather or anything like that because that makes me too old. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the daddy, one of the daddies. But I'm like, do I suck? Because I've been doing this for so long and like I'm not putting down our show. I don't want you to.
Yeah. You yelled at me about that.
Wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm not putting our show. I like our show, but I'm just saying I personally have not felt like I've taken off. You know, I'm not the Adam Carolla or the, whoever, you know, Dax Shepard, you know, with his podcast that's now, you know, making him millions of dollars a year. Now, he was famous beforehand. You know. So anyway, that's always kind of in the back of my head.
Okay.
So Joe has this podcast that has advertisers.
Yes.
Has, you know, he makes money on it.
Yes.
He has a network.
Yes.
And yet when he asked me to do a podcast with him, he asked me to do the podcast that has no sponsors,
right,
is behind a paywall, and no one listens to it. And I'm like, you know, he must also think I suck because he doesn't want me to be on any of his, you know, frontlining shows.
Right. Yeah. Headliner
like I'm
shows.
Just,
yeah.
I'm not on the headliner. I'm just on some filler show that he gives to his Patreon people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Maybe if you didn't talk about them so derisively.
So then I get a text message the other day and it said, and this is what I read. This is what I read.
Yes. What did you read?
Do you want to do All-Stars 6?
Okay.
The only problem is we have to record on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
That is how I read that text message.
Yes.
We have this whole conversation back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, let me know. Like what time would it be? Like all this kind of stuff. And we're going back and forth. Like this whole, and I was like, oh my gosh, like maybe I really am good enough. And maybe he, you know, maybe he just never. And I thought, but I have so many podcasts. I'm not sure if I can do it. But, you know, man, it's like his headliner show. It's like, I feel so special.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to record Throwing Down on Monday or whenever it was we recorded.
Yes.
And we start having a conversation and he says, oh, so do you think you're going to be able to get All Stars on the schedule for the Pride 48 weekend? And I go back to the text message and I have completely, we had a whole conversation, Daniel, like what? And I never got what he was saying. He said, do you want us to do All Stars 6 as in on the Pride 48 weekend?
Right. Yes.
And so then I'm like, then I said, I thought you were asking me. And then I feel like he was backpedaling like, oh my God, I would love to have you, but I've already got co-hosts lined up for this. And then I felt like he was just trying to make me feel better. Like, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. And so I've had this whole imaginary feeling like I suck and then feeling like somebody was validating and totally getting the conversation wrong.
Aw.
So, yeah. So that's it. So
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I think of you being.
I'm not saying our show suck.
But I don't know I mean, show. I don't know if you're opinionated enough to be on a on that kind of podcast.
I think I can be opinionated, but it's not happening. I'm just saying that's just how my brain works, you know?
Got it.
And even though I'm not sure that I would have had time to do it, I was just thinking, oh, somebody thinks I'm special.
I feel like, what was I going to say? I feel like there's a window closing on that.
Closing on what?
Somebody on RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh. I feel like that market is oversaturated because of them, because of RuPaul. I mean, the constant barrage of, putting All Stars immediately after the regular season, which is immediately preceding the Canadian version, which is immediately the UK version, and now the Australian version, and they're all the same show, and it's very much just feels very money grabby kind of, I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they just,
get it.
Their hearts are not in it. This is literally just a mill, just a production mill of, we're just going to run these things through it. And I feel like, you know, people are burnt out on it. I know a lot of people that didn't even watch the last season of Drag Race. Now I have no idea how that affects the podcast numbers or anything like that, but I'm wondering if there has been a drop in view and listenership since they have taken on this. We're just going to provide Drag Race content, you know, all year, all the time. So I'm hoping that Batance is diversifying is all I'm trying to say. I hope not all of his eggs are in the RuPaul's basket, which I don't believe they are. I think he does a whole suite of shows over on his Patreon that are, you know, not.
He does multiple shows on the Patreon. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if he has any other shows that are ad supported or not. That are not on Patreon, but he does do shows on the Patreon. So
okay.
That's it.
Well, I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry that.
No, don't take it the wrong way.
Oh, you're not even broaching with me. You. You're not even broaching with me like, oh, and of course I said, well, I would have to talk to Daniel and make sure that he could move to another night because, you know, Friday nights we do a show together. But you didn't even bring that up.
I said, I'm not sure that I could even take on another show. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I'm looking here. I'm sorry. I'm trying to see if we have a, I thought we had a voicemail. Do we have a voicemail? I think we have a voicemail.
I think we do. But I was unsure. Dates are hard. So we got a dad joke from TJ.
I think I read that.
That's not a voicemail. Yeah,
and you know what? We were doing the dad jokes on Elvis and I read that one on Elvis. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that was for Elvis, but it came to Mix Minus.
It did. And that was from Zombie Girl TJ. Thank you, TJ. That was for the dad joke. I did appreciate that. We have one.
We've
voicemail.
Got something from the 12th, which would have been.
That was we recorded on the 11th.
All right.
So yeah, we have something on the 12th.
Play the music.
I don't know. I'm trying to decide where, you know what, Adam? trying to decide where I'm going with these things. I know you don't listen to that show. I know you don't listen to the She's Not Doing So Well show.
Well, you told me not to.
I told you not to listen to that last episode. Their last episode was just
you
crap.
Said yeah, they've gone off the cliff.
Yeah, but
don't
they came back.
Bother.
They came back this week with and they chatted about us a little bit. So you know this would be
Wait,
a good.
So
one
your
to
only
to.
Criteria about whether or not they're a good show is whether they talk about us.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that is my criteria. If you talk about us, then I want to listen. I like to call it the anti-Scott effect. It's like that's I only listen to shows where they talk about me. That's
well, you just need a buzzer for their show when they're recording that you can just buzz.
That was a buzz. That was a gift. That was a gift that we gave for his birthday. The buzzer. I'm not gonna.
That keeps on giving.
Yeah. The but I feel bad because I reached out to them to tell them about the live streaming weekend and that they really should. You know, you hear them on the show all the time talk about how they're trying to promote their show in different ways and magazines and stuff. And I was like, you know, we have a huge gay event that happens every year that you could participate in for free with a very large gay audience. You should go for it. But I never heard back on that. So that's right. I'm not going to twist anyone's arm.
Yeah, we've already got one heavy hitter.
That's true. We have Anti-Scott. Anti-Scott's going to be on 19 shows. I think that weekend he's gonna be on every goddamn one of them.
I wonder if he's gonna be able to stay sober long enough to do that many shows, because he always says he doesn't want to do a live stream because he doesn't mm-hmm. know what he's gonna say. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's gonna have to be stone cold sober so that he makes sure he doesn't say anything that he'll regret later.
You know. All right, I'm doing that. I moved some stuff down because I'm looking at the how long we've been going. So hey, I'm gonna.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make
excellent. It is the segment of the show where we play your voicemails, read your emails. And as we just talked about moments ago, I don't know where you were. We do have a voicemail. So let's play that right now, shall we? Here we go, Adam.
Adam, Daniel,
yes?
Scotty, you're
yes?
Aussie Butler.
Yes.
I'm calling you from Alice Springs in the middle of Australia.
Wasn't Alice Springs the place that they were trying to get to in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
It very well could be. Mm-hmm. Alice Walton is Sam Walton's daughter, and she's like the billionaire owner of the Crystal Bridges Museum here in Northwest Arkansas.
I also believe that there is an excellent dish at the Outback Steakhouse called Alice Springs Chicken.
Oh, there is. Now that I know for sure.
So,
yeah.
So Scotty, you're in the place. I wonder if they actually have that chicken there. In Alice Springs, Australia. I wonder if that's a local delicacy. It's chicken breasts cooked over an oak grill with bacon, mushrooms, and cheddar cheese on top of it. And it's served with a honey mustard dipping sauce. I think that's probably a local delicacy in Alice Springs. I mean, why else would they call it Alice Springs chicken, Adam?
I'm not a huge fan of things smothered with cheese, especially meat smothered with cheese. I'm just mm-hmm. not a big, now I like macaroni and cheese, like casseroles that have cheese in them. But when you take a piece of meat and you just put a big old piece of cheese on top of it, like, I don't know. I'm not.
All right. We can all agree, Adam, that you're just weird. Meat smothered with cheese is one of the three top food groups.
It feels too much. It's like too rich.
In the food pyramid, I remember there's like fruit, vegetables, and then meat covered in cheese. I think those were the three primary food groups, right?
You know, they talk about, we've been watching a lot of MasterChef, and they talk about balance of flavors. And I feel like meat, really fatty, like mm-hmm. meat. Mm-hmm. With some really fatty cheese. It needs some acid of something. It needs something to like break that up.
Right. And on the Alice Springs chicken, you have it's chicken breast. So it's not very fatty. So you have a very lean meat. But then on top of that, you have the streaky bacon, Adam, which cooks on top of it.
Which is fatty.
It is, and it drips the fat down into it. It keeps it nice and moist. And then on top of that, you have sautéed mushrooms, which sautéed in butter. So you now have butter and bacon going down into meat. And then you have the cheddar cheese on top. There's not a more perfect dish on the face of the planet, Adam. It is a marriage made in heaven.
And it's both keto and paleo or whatever you're on.
Correct.
It sounds like.
Let's go back to the voicemail here.
Please.
Real Outback.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's at a restaurant.
To make sure I record in a setting that doesn't have any animal or bird noises because I know it really pisses off Adam.
Yes.
So
the woman in the background must be the waitress. He said he's at the Real Outback. So is that the waitress then is ordering? He's taking somebody else's order at the Outback?
I just always wonder when he calls in with all these animals, is there a location in Australia that doesn't have large mosquitoes or birds
it's the
or
Outback Steakhouse,
whatever.
Which is where he's calling from. Let's continue.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm eating chicken satay.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was eating Alice Springs chicken. Does it have the bacon and the mushrooms?
I didn't really have anything to say except that I can't wait for the repercussions of Adam continually talking about his previous sex videos and how everyone from his work is Googling him and finding all these podcasts that he's on. Interesting. Okay, bye, ciao, love you.
Oh, look at that. He actually managed to say goodbye instead of running out of time on the recording.
Well, I will say this.
Adam. I dropped a piece of ice, so if I'm ducking down.
It's fine. I will say this. You know, if coworkers are Googling me, there are years and years of years worth of Googling that's probably already happened. And somehow I've skated through. Mm-hmm. I've always used my real name. So, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've just been lucky and one day I'm just going to go into work. Oh, actually, I won't go into work because we're remote now. But one day I'll get an email and it'll say, we heard your podcast, you're fired. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably happening Monday. Adam, we had a contest a few weeks ago. Not so much a contest. We were selling, it is a contest. We were selling raffle tickets. We talked about this at the beginning of the show, I think. But we were selling raffle tickets for our Rafa. We were selling raffle tickets for our good buddy, Sater, who has some unexpected hospital bills. So $1 a ticket, and we're giving away a couple of prizes here tonight. I believe all the entries are in at this point in time. Now, if you're listening to this on the stream and you were like, oh, damn, I really wanted to donate some money to Sater for his hospital things, take heart. You can still do it after the day. Just let us, just make sure you put in the note that it's going to Stroke Boy or whatever, and we'll make sure it gets routed to the appropriate place. But at the time of this recording, right this very moment, we have, and double check my math here, we've sold 650 tickets, right? Is that
600? Well, I can look.
I'm counting here. Let's see. 3, 4, 5, 6, 650. Yeah, we've sold 650 tickets at this point in time. So what I need from you, Adam, is I need a random number between 1 and 650. So give me
530.
530. So for which prize is this for? This is going to be for the, let's see. So let's see. 100.
Oh, we didn't announce that beforehand.
400. So is this the dinner or is this the live studio? You know what? We'll give this person the choice because it just so happens. No, wait, what was the number?
530.
So we've got, oh man, is this really going to happen? Is RT Cruiser really going to win this? 100, 200, 300, 400. What am I missing? 200, 300, 400.
Are you missing Kathy Bacon?
Yes, that's what it was. Kathy Bacon had problems with the processing system. And so
The
one before tonight.
Yeah, she's at the end. Her tickets are at the end.
No, we had already put her there. So she was the 500, right? 1, 2, 3, 400. Yeah. So she, all right, yeah. So 550 and then her 100 was 650. Okay, great. So 100, oh my God, this is so complicated. Yes.
That, see, that's what I said. You RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser, yes. RT Cruiser has ticket number 530.
So all right.
RT Cruiser in the chat room, congratulations, you have won either your choice. We'll give you your choice. You can choose to be a member of the studio audience on a future recording of your choice. Or you can choose to have a dinner with Adam and I. Of course, we'll pick up the check, but it has to. We're not flying to Australia for you. So it's going to have to be at a future Pride 48 event where we are there. You get your choice. Tell me which one, because we're going to give away the other one. We're going to roll again for the other one. All right. So RT Cruiser is going to choose dinner. So we're going to take RT Cruiser to dinner at a future Pride 48 event.
At an Outback Steakhouse, right?
I mean, Outback Steakhouse. Yeah, we're gonna have Alice Springs chicken. That's what we're gonna have. So now roll again, Adam. What is a second random number between 1 and 650?
The second number,
yes,
is
yes,
590.
Why you gotta go for these high numbers here? These poor people that got in early.
No,
this is random. It was random. It's all right. There's another prize that'll happen on that Darnelvis next week. But that looks like, what was it, 590?
590, yeah.
That looks like, unless I'm doing it wrong, that's Kathy Marshall. Right?
Ta-da!
That is Kathy Marshall. So, Kathy Marshall, congratulations. You get to be a member of the studio audience. So, just let us know whenever you want to be a member of the studio audience. You'll get to watch the exciting machinations that happen here as we record the show between Adam and I. You get to see all the frantic button pushing and things that happen behind the thing. So, congratulations, RT Cruiser and Kathy Marshall. Those are... you're not. All right. In the chat room, Kathy Marshall is saying, aren't I already in the studio audience? No. We're saying you get to be on the Zoom call.
On the Zoom call.
You get to see special us. Zoom. You get to see us while we do the show. So you get to participate.
Part of it.
You don't have to talk. You don't have to turn on your camera. You can do, whatever you can. I mean, you can do both those things, but you're there for the show. Now, Adam said he didn't want to do it for the whole pre-show, post-show, recording.
Yeah, so just the show.
It's just for the show. So just when it works for you, let us know and you can be a member of our studio audience. The actual only. All right. So that $650 that we raised, I think you and I were both going to pitch in $200 each. So that makes it $1,050 total.
$1,050.
So $1,050 heading your way, Sater. So,
Sater, contact me and let me know how I can send that to you.
Hopefully that puts a small bite in the bills. I know it's a hospital bill. So there's no possible way that $1,050 is going to erase that. But so let us know how to get to you there. So there you go. Like I said, there's one more prize to give away. That is to be a audience member on That Darn Elvis. And we might even give away two of those. But that's going to happen on next Wednesday.
Depending on RV status. I mean, really, it depends on Daniel's mood and RV
no,
status.
No, because Auntie Scott has to go to the dentist next Thursday. So we can't record on Thursday. So I think we're recording on Wednesday next week.
A pre-dental.
Unless I forget again, in which case then it'll be on Friday. So yeah, that would be really bad. Let's see. I got to get us out of this. 3, 2, 1. Where are we at? I feel like I just went on and on and on about that horrible RV experience. That was like, it's probably the most boring thing in the world to listen to. I apologize for that. That was...
I don't think it was boring at all, but you were really affected anytime I interrupted you. You were so into that story.
It wasn't anytime you interrupted me. You literally interrupted me to say something that
Benton
you...
Benton County Fairgrounds. Very important.
Adam, I was listening in my brand new truck, the one that has no name. I still haven't came up with a name for it. People haven't really been giving me a lot of suggestions for naming my truck. But the placeholder is Larry, because it's Larry the Lariat. So I was listening to, how they give you that 3 months, 3 free months of Sirius XM or whatever. So we took her out for the first long interstate run to go to Epcot yesterday. So we
It's a her, but her name is Larry.
You got a problem with that?
Well, no.
Her name is Larry. Her What's pronoun, her pronouns are she, her.
Okay.
Anyway, so we took Larry to Epcot yesterday, got her out on the road, took a big road trip and everything. And halfway between here and there, my cell service is really kind of spotty because I have stupid cell service. And I couldn't play my playlist that I was playing on my phone. And so I switched over to Sirius XM to the 70s station. And they were playing that Diana Ross song, the I'm Coming Out song. Do you know, are you familiar with the song?
Yes.
Adam? Yes.
I'm coming out.
The it was her 10th. It was on her 10th studio album. And the story goes is that the person that wrote the song was very much had the intention of, you know, gays coming out of the closet. That was the intention of this whole thing. And Diana Ross really liked the song. And after she recorded it, she found out from somebody that it had to do with gays coming. That's what the gays do to come out of the closet and stuff like that. And she was very upset. And she went to the songwriter. This is by his words, went to the songwriter and demanded to know why he destroyed her career. And I was just like, yeah. After, is that really something you get to say after your 10th studio album that you destroyed my career? It's like, yeah. No. So I'm sure you'll have to eat rock soup from now on. You're probably broke.
Diana Ross homophobic?
This was back whatever year this was. 2001? No, that was when it was on an anthology. I don't even know when the song was. 1980. I think it was 1980.
I have no clue.
Anyway, I was listening to the song.
I was 2 years old.
Right. As I was listening to the song today, Adam. Listen, are you hearing this?
Yes.
All right. So listen to her vocals.
When there are, I will.
Yeah. When she actually sings. Let me get to the other. Come on. All right. Here we go. She's going to get to us a verse here in a minute. And what I want you to listen for, Adam, is here we go. There's a new me coming out, and I just have to live, and I want to give. I'm completely positive. So as I'm listening to this song going down the road, what I'm thinking to myself is, I am so used to auto-tune that when I hear people that are flat, I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's just like, she's nowhere near some of those notes. She's not even in the general vicinity of some of those notes. And I was just like, wow, she really was not a very good singer, was she? That was the best.
Wow,
out of multiple statement. Takes, that was the best one that they could come up with her slightly out of tune. So, Anyway.
Well, there you go. If you're a very sheltered person, mm-hmm. you know, and back in 1980, I would think that, you know, maybe gay terms and stuff like that were less in the vernacular. Mm-hmm. I could see where she would just see that song as, oh, I'm becoming a new me. I'm, you know, right. shedding the shackles of whatever, you know, I'm a independent woman or whatever.
Yes, right.
I could see that.
Yeah. But all I'm trying to say is I'm used to everything now being perfect pitch.
Yes.
So when I hear something that isn't, it just sticks out. It really kind of sticks out.
And some people are not good with auto-tune. And I used to be one of those people, especially at live concerts, but I feel like, you know what? I'm kind of good with auto-tune. That's fine with me.
I feel like
auto-tune away.
I feel like the auto-tune of even 5 years ago is vastly different than the auto-tune of today.
True.
You don't need to sound robotic on your auto-tune unless you just want to. I mean, there are AIs that handle the auto-tuning that are so good that it's scary how good they are. So, let's do this. By the way, I'm not auto-tuned here.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What question
questions, Willie asked.
But it's such perfect pitch.
No, it's okay for me to be flat there because that is the style. That is the style, the slightly out of tune 1930s crooner.
Was it also supposed to sound like that MGM frog?
Yes, the 1930s crooner. That was what I was going for. Maybe 40s, I don't know. Whatever the crooners were, somewhere in that.
He had no butt.
Area. That's your takeaway from Michigan J Frog, is that he had no butt.
And really long, like lanky legs.
Yeah, frog legs, one could even say.
What's the news game, Daniel?
It's a segment of the show where Adam gives me some news questions, some questions about things that have happened in the news this past week. And I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer those questions. These are multiple choice. They come from the New York Times. And I will try to answer them without asking for the multiple choice options. But of course, I will if I need to. Adam, what is our first news quiz question this week?
Which of the following did President Biden and President Vladimir Putin of Russia publicly agree to at a meeting in Geneva this week?
That Donald Trump was an idiot. No, they may have, but not publicly. No, I think the only thing that they agreed to was that the ambassadors for each, because we had pulled our ambassador out of Russia and they'd pulled their ambassador out of here. And I believe that they had agreed that the ambassadors could go back to their respective embassies.
That is an option. Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. Yes.
Oops. Oh, crap. Shit. Where is it? There we go.
Oh, yeah, I got it right. Yeah, that's amazing.
Those soundboards. Okay, Queen Elizabeth.
For those of you listening at home, we have an algorithm that takes out long pauses of no sound in the show. So when you're listening to this on the podcast forum, there won't be the long awkward pause that there was when Adam realized he did not have his soundboard set to the correct setting for the ding.
Okay, so Queen Elizabeth II has met 13 of the past 14 U.S. presidents.
Oh, shit.
By the way, this is just a bonus question, Daniel. What did Joe Biden do when he met the Queen that is considered a faux pas or not something you're supposed to do?
When Biden met her?
Yeah.
I know Trump walked in front of her, which is a no-no, but...
this was... Biden.
I don't know. I've been buying an RV all day. So when did he go to? Didn't he just go to the England today?
He met her. He met her earlier in the week, I think.
Oh, well, I wasn't paying attention to that. Isn't that great?
He wore his aviator sunglasses.
Oh, he wore his sunglasses.
Yeah. All right. This is the actual question. Who is the first president that she met?
I think it was Thomas Jefferson. It just feels like it was Thomas Jefferson. All right, I'm going to need some answers. I'm going to need some. She's met 13 of the last 14.
She has met 13 of the past 14 U.S. presidents. Yes.
All right, and we're currently on 46, so that goes all the way. Hold on. Let me think in my head. So
carry the one.
No. So let's see. Biden, Trump, Bush. Biden, Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Ford, Nixon, Eisenhower. Okay, go. Who are my choices? I'm trying to think what my pool is that I have to work with here.
All right. We have Calvin Coolidge, Harry Truman, Herbert Hoover, John F. Kennedy, or William Howard Taft?
Okay, definitely not Taft, because he was before 14. What are my first two choices again?
I muted myself. Calvin Coolidge and Harry Truman.
I'm going to go with Truman.
All right, I have no clue. Let me click this and see if it's correct.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you are correct.
That was a total, total shot in the dark there.
All right, number three, Donald Trump's Justice Department is known to have subpoenaed data from which three of the following people?
You were distracting me during the earlier part of the announcement of what this segment was when I pointed out that in multiple choice questions like this, in a thing where I get to choose three, if I get two of them, I get the point.
I mean, I don't agree with that, but we just have to agree to disagree.
I know for a fact that they subpoenaed Adam Schiff's records. I don't know who the other two are right off the top of my head, but what are my choices?
Don McGahn, the Trump's White House counsel, Representative Adam Schiff, Representative Eric Swalwell, Representative Ilhan Omar? Is it Ilhan? I'm not really sure.
Okay.
A Minnesota Democrat. Representative Liz Cheney, a Wyoming Republican, or Robert Mueller, then the special counsel.
Okay, so it wasn't Cheney and it wasn't Robert Mueller. It was Schiff. So that leaves me with three and I got to choose two of those. So I've got to eliminate one. So I've got the White House counsel, which I think was one. It's got the one you can't pronounce and then Swalwell, right?
Yeah, Swalwell, Schiff, McGahn, Omar.
Okay. Cheney, it's going to be McGahn, Schiff, and honestly, that's two of the three right there. I should just get the whole point for those two. And I'm going to just, the one you couldn't pronounce. I don't know which of those two. It's either Swalwell or one you can't pronounce.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Ian. I-I-H-A-N.
It's one of those. It's one of those two. It's Omar. Definitely McGahn and Schiff.
I mean...
Well, which one
on
did I get?
Rules you're going by.
Well, which one did I get wrong?
You got McGahn and Schiff correct.
Oh, so it was Swalwell.
It was Swalwell.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I get the point. I get the point. Come on, two.
All right,
three.
Number four. Number four. President Biden signed into law a bill to make which of the following a federal holiday?
Well, Juneteenth. We just talked about this at the beginning of the show. Yes.
I don't read these ahead of time, mm-hmm. so I just had mm-hmm. to go with it. A Pekingese won best in show at this year's Westminster Kennel Club dog show.
Yes, and it did not help me understanding Auntie Scott's joke anymore than I didn't understand it the first time.
What was the winner's food-themed name?
Oh, it was wasabi? Was it wasabi? Which is questionable whether that's food or not.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes, little wasabi.
That's five. So you got four out of five.
Excellent. I got four out of five. No, I got five out of five. I got 100.
You got 4.75 out of five.
I got.
If I'm giving partial credit.
We're not doing partial credit. It's all or nothing. I got I rounded. We're rounding up.
Put a minute on the clock.
I'm working on it. Working on it, Adam. I don't have these things like just laying around ready to go. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What country's 93% literacy rate is the highest in Central America?
South Africa.
Costa Rica.
Oh, Costa Rica.
Who was often mistaken for Kelsey Grammer before he landed a TV role as his brother?
Oh, shit. David Pierce? David Hyde Pierce?
I'll give it to you. David Hyde Pierce. Yes. What country's oil tankers did the U.S. reflag and protect in the Persian Gulf during the Iran-Iraq War?
What, oil tankers?
Yes.
No idea.
Whose?
Oh.
What countries?
Oh, I don't know.
Kuwait. What human organ houses your amygdala and thalamus?
Your brain.
That's correct. What does a movie company's boom operator have on the business end of his boom?
A microphone.
That is correct.
Sweet. That was how many did I get right out of that? I got at least three of those right.
Three. You got three out of six.
Three out of six, which means I get to add three to the five that I got right because these are all extra credit. They don't count against you. So there, yeah, Adam, eight out of five is what I got. It's a stunningly brilliant display by anybody's calculations. You know, speaking of calculations, I pointed out last week how the ending song to this is 40-something seconds long. And I cut it that way. I literally could have cut it to be any size. And for some stupid reason, I made it 45 seconds. So now I'm just filling time.
Well, wait a minute. Did you do it because the little stinger, or did you have to cut it and push things together to get the stinger on there?
No, this is just the end of the song. No, this is just the end of the song. And
I see.
Yeah.
I went from the end and went 40 seconds back.
Just like that. That was the end of the song. Yeah, I really do need to cut that down. We should probably think about what segments we do and don't want to do in the live show, because with my story and the raffle and stuff, we're going a bit long tonight, folks. So
are. Well, I was just gonna. Mine's really quick and easy.
Don't we have to do producer stuff?
Oh, we do. It's not on the Trello. And
I know. We really should.
I thought it was going after.
Yeah, we really should put it on the Trello.
I thought it was going after. Yeah.
So I was going to do those after this.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not allowed to say that it's a train wreck. I'm not allowed to.
But you just did.
No, I'm not allowed to say that. I can't say that, because that is against our agreement. Adam, each and every single week, our executive producer, Cyclone, sends us a huge, huge pile of boxes filled to the brim with papers, with all kind of research about things that had happened on the days that we record. And I got another email, so it knocked this thing out. Oh, you know what? That's fine, because I did it down here. Oh, my God. Sorry. Adam, these are all things that happened on June 18th of some year. This is from the Mixed Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. Today, June 18th, Adam, is International Sushi Day.
Ugh.
Really? You're not a sushi fan?
No, I don't like fish at all. Raw, cooked, anything, but especially raw. No. Ugh. Mm-hmm. One fact, though,
yes,
about International Sushi Day, it's probably not real wasabi.
Uh-huh.
Horseradish is often used instead of the root of the Wasabia japonica plant.
Yes. Actually,
and there's a tie-in to the winter.
See, Adam, as you're aware, I read these ahead of time, mm-hmm, which is how I remembered that the winner of the dog's name was Wasabi.
Oh,
because when I read that, I was just like, it's probably not real wasabi. It was a dog. It was, you know, it was like, anyway, it was a horrible, stupid joke that I had in my head. It's also National Flip Flop Day, Adam.
Mark wears flip flops all the time.
You don't? You don't wear flip flops?
No, I can't. I will trip.
You'll trip.
Do you know how many times I've tripped over my own toes when I was trying to wear flip flops? So many times.
I do not. Do you know it was not until 1945 that the flip-flops came to America? It was a Japanese zori was brought to America by returning soldiers, and it created a flip-flop craze in the country. I remember these. I mean, not back in 1945. I wasn't around, but I remember they're like made out of bamboo, kind of like a reed kind of a thing. They're like square. They're like rectangles. Square. Japanese flip-flops.
I don't know, but I feel like flip-flops are just torture devices that are accidents waiting to happen. They just flop all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what they do. They flip
they
and they flop.
Flip.
Yeah. They flip and flop. That's that compound thing makes them an onomatopoeia. And that's why they named them that. On June 18th in 1779, Thomas Jefferson prepared a draft of Virginia's criminal statute envisioning that the punishment for sodomy should be castration.
Oh, so he was a homophobe. That's what we're saying.
I think that was just of the day. I think that was he may very well have been a homophobe. I have no way of knowing that. In 1977, an anti-discrimination law is passed by Miami-Dade County. The ordinance that would make it illegal to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation passes by a vote of 5-3. Our good buddy Anita Bryant led the successful effort to repeal it.
Oh.
You know, I was kissed by Anita Bryant when I was four.
I think
three.
I think you've mentioned that. Yeah.
That's why I'm gay. Did you know that the first gay...
Did she wash her mouth afterwards? Because did she know she was kissing
a homosexual? No, I was three. How would she know? In 1983, the first gay astronaut went into space. Sally Ride was the first American woman in space on the Space Shuttle Challenger.
I didn't know she was a lesbian.
She did not come out until her obituary. Like, she did not... She came out in... as a lesbian in her obituary.
Huh. Okay. So
we didn't know. We didn't know that we had the first gay in space until 2012. Let's see. What else do we have right here? In 1995, the very first couple performed... the very first couple got married at the Walt Disney World Wedding Pavilion, which is located next to the Grand Floridian at Walt Disney World. So,
hey, you know on the Muppets... They used to have that little bit where they'd be like, pigs in space.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, crap. I had a joke. and then I forgot it. It'll come to me. Keep going. Sally Ride, lesbian.
Mm-hmm. 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 Are you done? Remember?
I'll think of it. Keep going.
In 1996, the Haber family became the first family to move into Disney's newest Florida community, Celebration. Celebration, Florida is the town that Disney built. It's very close to Disney in Kissimmee. Well, I mean, it's called Celebration.
I feel like they were on the Great Light Fight or whatever it is, like a neighborhood. I think I've said this before, but I feel like a neighborhood in that town was on the Great Light Fight.
Yeah, probably. Celebration is quite large, so yeah.
Maybe I was thinking, gays in space. Possibly? I don't know.
On June 18th in 1812, the War of 1812 began. If you ever wanted to know, well, when did the War of 1812 start? It started June 18th, 1812. And in 1960, Arnold Palmer won the U.S. Open. Let's see. I'm going down this list here.
You know, the drink that's named after him is half lemonade, half iced tea.
I did not know that.
It's called the Arnold Palmer.
I did not know that. Did you, you know, you're a Christian, Adam.
Some might say that.
And you believe that there will be a judgment day.
Unfortunately.
Well, let me, you know, you sound like you're trepidation about that. Let me put your mind at ease, Adam. It's already happened. Judgment Day was December 31st, 1996. So a panel of the world's foremost Bible experts answers the question of the millennium. That was...
I made it.
You did.
I made it through. I passed the test. Well, at least I'm not in hell right now. You know what? Actually, maybe I am the gnats.
It could very well be.
It's
could very well be.
Wow.
This panel of Bible experts answers the question all mankind is pondering. I don't think all mankind is actually pondering when Judgment Day is, but it's already happened. So you're good. On that day, they say, God will judge the quick and the dead, sending the good to heaven and the wicked to hell. So you probably just weren't quick enough.
Maybe.
See what I did there? But that's all right. The most important item from the Weekly World News on June 18th was this one, Adam. A bingo accident gives granny nonstop orgasms, says lawsuit. Go ahead. What? Yes?
Well, I have a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
First of all, what kind of accident are you having at bingo?
An electronic bingo card... No, an electronic bingo board fell on her.
Oh. And if an accident happens and it causes you to have nonstop orgasms,
mm-hmm.
I would think that would be like really
I know. No, but she was very upset about it. Was there a 73-year-old woman who says she started having nonstop orgasms after a mishap in a bingo parlor sued the place for big bucks, but she won't be getting a penny. The judge ruled against her, but she began having spontaneous multiple orgasms and even started being turned on by women. So it was turning her into a lesbian, Adam.
Well, I mean, a lot of things do. I hear going into space can turn you into a lesbian.
It can, but only posthumously. Well. There you go. Adam, also sad news. The world's first toilet-trained elephant died at age 32 back in 19-whatever year. I don't know what year that was from.
People who used to... I didn't know there was a potty-trained elephant. Mm-hmm. But people who used to listen to my other show, Adam and Maddie's show, there was a story where I thought a poo in the Pier 1 bathroom was large enough to have come from an elephant. And now I think maybe it did.
Maybe it was, perhaps it came from that potty trained elephant. I don't know.
I mean, maybe it was Elijah, the toilet trained elephant.
Could very well be. Adam, on this day, June 18th of some year, there was a number one movie at the box office. I'm going to play you a snippet of the theme song for that movie, and I need you to tell me what movie it is. You ready? You got your listening ears on?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Any idea? Any idea?
Superman 2.
Superman 2 is correct, Adam. It was Superman 2.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah, that was in fact.
That's not the theme. That's some background music, like while he was flying through some clouds or something.
No, that was the opening theme.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. That's how they did movies back then, Adam. They were just really bad. Superman 2 was the number one movie in the box office in 1981. So in case you were curious about that. Adam, you know, a lot of people were born on June 18th. They have what we like to refer to as birthdays. This is something that I think we should probably patent at some point in time.
Maybe.
Before someone steals it from us. I have to get to the thing.
Wasn't
here.
Wasn't that patented already by Big Fatty Online, though?
No. Adam, we would like to say a very happy birthday to Blake Shelton, turning 45 today.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Richard Madden turned 35. I think he was in Game of Thrones. Wasn't he Robb Stark? Or
I'm not sure, yeah. But sure. Yeah.
Alex Hirsch, 36, and Kurt Browning, the Canadian figure skater, turned 55. Isabella Rossellini turned 69, and Sir Paul McCartney turned 79 today. Going down this list, let's see who else is here. I don't know that person. I don't know. I thought I knew
Grand
that person,
Duchess
but I didn't.
Anastasia Nikolaevna of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been her birthday, but she's dead.
She's dead. Also, Roger Ebert had his birthday today, and he is also dead. And someone who is not dead, but is having a birthday, not today, not June 18th, but this weekend, I believe it's on Sunday, we would like to say a very happy birthday to our very own Gary Bearden.
Oh, I could try. Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gary. Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Very, very well done. That was your Gary Bearden impersonation. Very, very well done. Mm. Adam, tell me about what happened at the Whataburger. The thing that you were going to talk about before, but, you know, because I don't know.
We don't have a lot of time. I'm going to make it really fast. Look. I've already said, you know, Denny's is inching out the Whataburger with their, I don't remember the name of it, Slam Burger. Mm-hmm. After the circus last Saturday, we went to Whataburger and went to curbside. And it's always a crapshoot because they forget you're there or
right.
Other things.
Yes.
And I don't know. I also don't know, should I call? And I sit there and I set myself time limits to call. I'm just going to make this very short. We waited 30 minutes to get our food.
Wow.
In curbside.
That's crazy. They could have made it for you in that time.
I mean, Whataburger is, I'm going to just have to start eating Denny's or something and all the time.
Now I feel like I want to send some Whataburger coupons over to RV1. here in Denver, Florida.
That's it. Yeah. It was a horrible experience. That's crazy. Horrible.
I that sounds like that would be a horrible experience there. You know what? I've got some other stuff here on the board, but there are things actually that we can just talk about in the post show. You know what that post show is? I don't know if you know what this is, Adam. We actually continue to talk after we're done recording this show on the stream in front of the chat room. And we record all that and then we give it out to our level 13 members, Adam, and they get to hear our pre-show and our post-show, things that all go on behind the scenes here. It's an exclusive behind the scenes club, but you know what? It's absolutely free. And all you have to do to join it is just send us an email and say, hey, I would like to join level 13. You get the pre-show and the post-show, not only for this show, but also for That Darn Elvis. You also get occasional episodes where Adam and Auntie Scott and I get together and do a little threesome type action. Those are exclusive to level 13. So it's great. It's all you have to do to join is just send us an email. How's that, Adam? That's
perfect.
Speaking,
it's been too long since we've done one of those.
Yeah, but it is. But we're going to do one on the streaming
weekend. I feel like it's kind of like I waited too long, and now the live stream is coming up so close that
we'll probably do it then. Adam, you know what? We stream live on Pride 48 every Friday night in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Let me just say a very special thanks to Auntie Scott, our executive producer, Cyclone, Lamont Cranston, RT Cruiser, Kathy Marshall, Gary in Phoenix. Who else? There was somebody else that was in here earlier and had to leave. Oh, did I say RT Cruiser?
Auntie Scott?
I said RT Cruiser. I think I said Auntie Scott. You know what? I really should check these things out. If you would like to join us, join us every Friday night over on pride48.com at about 10 p.m. Eastern. If you want to get in touch with us, though, you can send us an email. It's contact@mixminuspodcast.com. You can send us a voicemail just by pointing your browsing device to voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. Do it on your cell phone. You can just talk. You just hit record and talk, and you have 90 seconds to spill your guts. We'd love to hear from you. Adam, any big plans this week?
No, we're getting our antibody test, and I don't want it. I don't want to know.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.